Was it Selma within you when you had to compose, sing, and produce the music for this soundtrack?
Well, I experienced it in, it was two very different things. I think because I had done three solo albums before, I was a little bit bored with this kind of narcissism, I don't know that word. So I was really excited about like leaving myself and being a satellite and after reading the script very quickly wrote all the songs for her and with a lot of pain. I mean, I have never felt this sort of pain, you know, in my life. I'm very lucky, you know, I've had a very good life. Like all my dreams have come true and more so, but none of her dreams came true, you know. And I felt when I was writing the music, it was her songs, you know, it was her interior. I mean, we have a lot of things maybe in common, but certain things, she's in a way, she's more introvert than me. And she's a little bit more complex, more submarine. And I can be, if I need to be, I can be quite confrontational. I don't think she ever would be, you know. So all the music is very, more sort of things that live in the dark, you know, that never have seen the sun, you know. And I think I'm spoiled rotten. I think my interior has seen the light quite often, you know. But then when you write music, I mean, I did it once before for a film called Young Americans, where I wrote a very painful lyric when I was, like, I couldn't be a happier person right then. And it felt very true. It was from the point of view of the boy. And I don't know why. It's just sort of same sympathy when you watch a film or you read a book and you really feel for people, you know, that even though it's not you. It's a form of sympathy, if you want. But when you act, then afterwards, a year later, when I started acting her, that's a very different experience. There's nothing to do with satellites. I can promise you that. You are just down there. You just jump off the cliff, and you don't know if you're gonna survive even. You know, you just... So that's a very different experience.
It's
sure.
A very powerful kind of character to live with.
I think it's very easy to love her. She is so pure. And I think after a year, Lars asked me straight ahead to act her and I said no. And then after a year, after I'd done all the music, and I said, yes, I mean, I'm a very stubborn person. I could have said no for 10 more years. That's not the problem. But I think I just had grown to love her. And I think I also part of me wanted to defend her. Because I think maybe the peculiar thing was that I felt I knew her better than Lars. Which is a bit naughty, but there you go.